Welcome back to From the Mind of Jess, part of the AWB Adventures Podcast Network. I'm Jess Hansen, and I'm so incredibly happy to be back with you for my second episode. A huge thank you to AWB Education for giving me this wonderful opportunity to share my thoughts and experiences with all of you. I have to admit, this is kind of fun, getting to share my stories with other educators that are doing the hard work every day. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that's incredibly important to me as we head into a new school year, and that is supporting students with anxiety. The start of a new academic year, while exciting for many, can be a source of immense stress and fear for others. It's not just about the new curriculum or new teachers. For some, it's about the overwhelming sensory input, the social pressures, or even just the physical transition back into a structured environment. We'll delve into proactive strategies for those anxious beginnings and also discuss how to respond effectively when issues surface, reminding ourselves that a little extra understanding goes a long way. Let's dive right into supporting our students with anxiety. I want to share a story that's always stayed with me about a student I'll call Kate. Kate was a bright, sweet kid, but the beginning of each school year was a nightmare for her. I remember one particular morning, walking with her and her mom towards the school's front door. As we got closer, Kate literally froze. Her eyes wide with terror, she couldn't move. It was as if an invisible wall had appeared between her and the building. Some colleagues, bless their hearts, just couldn't wrap their minds around it. "She's just being dramatic," or "she needs to get over it," were common refrains. But for Kate, this was absolutely a terrifying ordeal. The sight of that door represented an insurmountable barrier of fear and overwhelming stimuli. It wasn't about defiance. It was about genuine, debilitating anxiety that manifested physically. So, how can we as school leaders and educators help students like Kate? A fantastic strategy to ease this transition is to offer school walkthroughs before the building is full of other people. Imagine giving anxious students and their families the opportunity to navigate the hallways, find their lockers, see their classrooms, and even meet their teachers in a calm, quiet environment. This simple act can significantly reduce the unknown, which is often a major trigger for anxiety. Consider scheduling these personalized visits a week or two before the official start date, perhaps in small, staggered groups to maintain that quiet atmosphere. You could even consider implementing a soft start to the year, where the first day or two are less about academics and more about reacclimation, building connections, and re-establishing routines with grace and understanding. This might mean shorter school days, more focus on team-building activities, or even just extended homeroom periods to allow students to settle in gradually. Allowing for flexible schedules. Offering designated quiet spaces where students can decompress, and even staggered arrival times for the most anxious students can make a world of difference. The Child Mind Institute, for example, offers excellent resources on managing back-to-school anxiety, emphasizing exposure and preparation as key strategies to desensitize children to anxiety-provoking situations. They recommend gradually increasing exposure to the school environment, starting small and building up. Similarly, organizations like the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, or the ADAA, provide valuable insights into creating supportive environments for students struggling with anxiety in educational settings, highlighting the importance of predictable routines and clear expectations to reduce uncertainty. These resources are invaluable for any school looking to create a truly welcoming and supportive environment for all students. We've talked about proactive measures, but it's just as crucial to be prepared to react and respond appropriately once the school year starts, because even with the best plans, things will come up. This brings me to another student, a boy I'll call Jack. Jack was consistently ditching class, often found hanging out in the bathroom or roaming the hallways. Administration was understandably frustrated, constantly addressing this problem child. They saw it as a behavioral issue, a lack of engagement, or even defiance. But something in my gut told me there was more to it. After many patient conversations, building that crucial relationship, I finally got to the heart of the issue. Jack wasn't avoiding work, and he wasn't struggling with the content. Nor was he trying to avoid people. He couldn't hear very well. He was constantly asking for things to be repeated in class, and he was profoundly embarrassed. In his own words, he felt like he was becoming the old deaf man, and he absolutely did not want to be the kid with hearing aids. He just couldn't get past that frightening future to help himself in the present. This was a classic case of an underlying issue masked by what appeared to be defiant behavior. It took time and a genuine connection to uncover this. Once we understood the root cause, the solution became clear. We pulled the team together, his teachers, his parents, and myself, and developed a proper 504 plan. This plan wasn't complicated. It focused on simple, effective accommodations. We worked with his teachers to have him always sit closer to the instruction, nonchalantly, of course, so he could engage in class without drawing attention to his hearing. We also ensured that visual aids were consistently used and that teachers were mindful of speaking clearly and facing the class. This small adjustment, born from understanding and not just reacting to surface behavior, transformed his experience. Jack stopped ditching class because the barrier to his participation was removed. He no longer felt exposed or inadequate. This story, for me, really underscores how vital it is to not only prepare in the summer, but to be prepared to react and respond appropriately and empathetically once the school year starts. Sometimes the problem isn't what it seems on the surface, and it's our job as leaders to dig deeper, to build those relationships, and to truly understand our students. The American School Counselor Association, ASCA, consistently highlights the importance of comprehensive school counseling programs in addressing the holistic needs of students, including those hidden challenges that might not be immediately apparent. Their ethical guidelines emphasize advocating for all students and removing barriers to learning, which is exactly what happened with Jack. So, as you gear up for the year, remember Kate, who needed a gentle reintroduction to school, and Jack, who needed someone to listen beyond his behavior. Our preparation in the summer is essential, but our ability to react, to empathize, and to truly see our students once they walk through those doors is where the real magic happens. By fostering environments of understanding and proactive support, we empower every student to thrive. Okay, folks, that is it for today. This has been fun, and I can't wait to do it again. A huge thank you once more to AWB Education for this incredible opportunity. And to all you amazing school leaders out there, as the summer winds down and you prepare for your students' return, please remember to take some time for yourselves. You pour so much into your school communities, so ensure your own cup is full too. Thanks for listening today. Until next time, be safe, be ready, and be you. Thanks, everyone.